look like. I want to see what everyone else thinks I look like.
Why?
Yes, it's that time again. Tune in to Taking It Too Far podcast.
Let's have shut a your dirty mouth.
With three P's in the pot. Funny stories and bad interviews with three P's in the pot. Taking It Too Far podcast. No need to
be politically
correct today. Let's take it nice and easy. The best friends are here to make your day. It's a Taking It Too Far podcast.
Welcome, welcome, Brandon. Brandon.
La la la, Laura.
And I'm Adam.
Am I crooked?
No, you're fine.
You sure?
Yes.
You're certainly not centered.
He never is.
I never is, because I'm like...
I never is.
I never is.
All right, well, we're going to start off with a bone. I got a bone to pick with you.
What'd I do?
You've caused her now to every time we try to do this podcast, be like, well, you didn't ask me if I was available. So thank you for that.
You should ask your co-hosts. Like, we know.
No, like I explained to her, if I'm home, her life is now my life, and my life is her life. She's like, well, what if I was going to go somewhere? It's like, well, first of all, you would have just told me just now, and then that would have been a problem anyways. And second of all, when I'm home, our lives conjoin.
So I caused this problem between the two of them.
Yeah, you gave her... rights.
Yes.
She was like, I had her down and trained so well, and then like you come around and like you're like the person that like teaches free. Yeah, like teaches like the North Koreans that there's a world outside of North Korea.
Oh my gosh, wow. Brandon. Wow.
That's a good.
That was actually a pretty good analogy.
Good analogy.
I feel as though I've always known there was a world outside of you. Okay,
but you didn't know you didn't know that it was proper to ask you if you're available for this podcast. 85 episodes, I've never asked you once. You just blindly followed. And today, I said, "Yeah, we got a podcast." Like, well, you didn't ask me. What if I was busy doing something?
I apologize. That was for me. I've already apologized to him, but I didn't get a chance to you because you came in hot. So I was like, "Well, I'm just gonna stay here and drink my coffee."
You're off mic.
No, I'm not. I'm right on it. But something, it sounds weird. I was going to ask if you have me.
No, I just turned you down. I mean, all the way back. I had everybody down a little bit.
I don't know. I can't hardly hear me.
Well, every time you move, it goes off.
No.
Now you're on.
Oh, my God.
Now look at Laura.
Hello.
Okay, well, you're doing it now. Well, usually you do this.
Well, I turned my head to look at somebody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just need to maybe move your mic out a little bit more. This is fun podcasting. Speaking of fun,
oh my gosh! Wow!
I almost took another stab at the press, but I'm stopped.
What about that weather? Screw this weekend. This weekend
they say they're going to steal you.
Who did?
The press.
Who?
Yeah, you don't listen. I listen. They had like this whole thing about how they're going to take you, and then a hypocrisy. It's on site with me now, apparently.
Oh yeah. You guys are throwing. Yeah.
And then the guests were like, what are you guys talking about? And they're like, oh, just another podcast. They just kind of blew it off. They didn't want to say, you know, the best podcast in Kokomo. Taking it too far.
I haven't heard that they're trying to recruit me yet. I'm waiting for an offer letter, though, just so you know.
Well, they seem like they need hosts with that last video, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Jordan was the only one that was able to make it.
I seen you posted something about it. I haven't.
Jordan, hey, you don't care.
Jordan was there?
Yeah, I was the only one of the press that was there. I mean, Sean's there. I don't know if you want to. He's not like I don't know.
Oh, Jordan, not.
All right, we're talking about the press. I told you I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, because apparently it's fight on site. Is that how it goes?
I'm scared. I mean, he seems like a stabber. He'd stab me or something.
Oh my gosh.
I got to get a hold of him anyway because of a movie that we're writing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a problem with you.
No,
they love you. They all just hate me.
I can't imagine why. We all hate you. What are you talking about? The world hates Brandon.
Yeah, that's not nice.
It's all right.
I love you.
I love you.
I appreciate it. My son loves me. Calls me father.
Yeah. He says father.
Father.
Sorry for calling you father, but father.
That works.
He's a funny kid.
He does call you father a lot. He calls me bruh.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God. Just the next time I get called bruh by a little bitty kid, I just want to kick them. My nephews, my kids.
Do they abbreviate? Because my kid's starting the abbreviations. Like OMG. And what WDW?
Every once in a while.
What's WDW?
WD-40. I don't know.
I don't know all the lingo. But yeah, my son said something the other day and I had to laugh. It was one of them I don't know. It wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, what the fuck are we talking about?
Dude, it's so funny when you say it. It's almost like exactly like I hit the button.
Anyway, we're over 5 minutes, right?
Is your mic going out?
Yeah, because I'm looking right at the damn thing. I try to tell
Hold
you.
On. It's not me. Keep talking.
Hello. Yep. It's definitely not me.
Well, I have a hard time hearing anybody because my headphones are down so low.
I thought maybe it was the headphones.
So I can't even tell.
Oh, that. What'd you do, Brandon?
Well, that's just our heater.
Nah, it's real low still. I think I'm being picked up by your mic.
Wow.
I don't. There it is.
There it is. I hear
Whoa,
you now.
Whoa, shit. Yeah, I was being picked up by your mic. So it had nothing to do with me turning my head.
Yeah, but does he hear you?
Yeah, I'm back.
I hear you completely different now.
Yeah.
Just like a loose cable.
Yep.
I could tell because I'm a professional broadcaster, and I could definitely tell you.
I heard it, but I was like.
I can't tell because my headphones are down so low.
Do you want me to turn them up a little bit?
Yeah, that might.
Is that help. Better?
Well, I don't want them any louder, because like you scream so dang much.
I mean, I turned them up a little bit, but
I want you to know I appreciate all you did to get me sounding good.
Thank you. You know, because I'm a professional and I like. It's getting hot.
How many times does a professional need to say that they're a professional to make them professional?
Well, Sam Roberts says in his intro every time, the last professional broadcaster. So I'm just following what he said.
Who's Sam Roberts?
Sam Roberts and Jim Norton. The show that Messi was talking about. The one that our little theme song is.
Gotcha.
Is
him. Oh, after. Sam. Okay, I forgot. Sammy.
Sam Norton.
Yeah, I call him Sammy.
The one that we talked about having a transgender wife.
Transgender wife. Yep. Yeah. Nikki.
Yeah.
Big old dick on her.
Big old dick, big old titties.
Big old dick. I don't know about the titties, but I know he's good.
So I'm okay with that, but that does mean you're gay, right?
If it's the Ellis, yeah, because Ellis started fucking trannies too, and I mean, but then he came out as gay. Now he's saying he's not gay anymore, which is weird.
I think it means you're fluid. I think it means that your
that's
sexuality
not a word.
Is
you're
fluid.
Bi.
I mean, so I don't once
fluid's
again.
Fluid's a woke word.
No, because I feel like bisexual means that you like both men and women. Fluid means that you are like, I can do, I'm not
same
subjecting myself to,
I'm wondering where she's
saying
gonna go.
That I like men or I like women. I like everyone. I can like anything. I can like a transgender person. I can like a man. I can like a woman. I can like.
Sure, you're just building on bi.
Yeah, I think
they need to make new wording for it, but it's bi.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being gay. I don't think there's anything wrong with being bisexual or straight. I think people just want to make everything more and more complicated.
They want to label it all,
so they add more words to say it's not quite. At the end of the day, I mean. I know this is the bad topic. There are just men and women, and cis, is that the word, right? When born man, born woman, is that what they say?
Cisgender?
But either way, I don't keep up with all this because it is just men and women and some men that like to do things that others don't. Like, and some women that like, I don't care.
It's all in what you prefer to do sexually.
Yeah, and that's all fine, but the extra stuff. You know, people that want to transition, dudes that
the
want to
neo-genders and shit like that. Zin-zen-zers. It's not a thing.
Yeah, like guys that want to dress like girls, okay. Guys that want to change into girls.
You're saying you're down with the cause, you just don't want to add any more labels.
No, I don't think that it's that big. It's just,
Why do you need to label it?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that the label that I grew up with, these are freaks, right? That's what we all, you know, freaks and trannies and stuff like that. But
I think
now I get
a
it's not
a
it shouldn't
term
be.
Than bisexual. I think fluid means that you love everybody.
Mind you, I'm not saying they're freaks. I'm saying that's the words we grew up, and that has a negative connotation. So I do get changing it to transgender, yada yada yada, so that's not such a negative.
I like tranny. Never gonna stop.
So I and when I say tranny. I don't mean it negative. I understand people take
just
it
just like
that
when
way.
I say gay, I don't mean it negative.
Right? Me too. None of the words that I use, that's not negative. I don't have hate to people, except for the people that try to shove it down my throat.
That's what's the thing. You can't take a word back. You can't, like, once we've established, like, us as teenagers said everything was gay, but we never once meant, like, that, like, anything hateful towards a gay dude.
Right.
It wasn't ever meant in hate. And you can't be like, oh, well, that, something you've said your entire life, you can't say that anymore because it's hateful. But, like, no, it's dead. Now, if I was just running around saying the N-word, that is, you can't go. Can't go left or right. It's a hateful word. But gay is not a hateful word. It's, you stole that from
so
Happy.
You don't think it was hateful when a six-year-old said that to another six-year-old?
No.
I don't think he knew what he was actually saying.
Yeah, not if they...
I think it's just something he hears, and he repeats it, but he doesn't mean it in hate.
Dancing in a nice way.
Yeah, but look what the six-year-old...
Goofy, and then
but,
the other six-year-old was being a cocky little jerk and saying, oh my God, you're gay.
But look, but then remember the six-year-old a couple weeks later.
Being nice.
No, but kids aren't nice.
Kids aren't nice
and
at all.
I think that was needed to be reported.
Laura, you're getting off on personal stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what you're
talking
about.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that sometimes the word gay can be used in a derogatory, mean manner.
Not when it's a six-year-old.
Yeah,
a six-year-old has no idea what a gay even really means.
That's why it needed to be told on.
I don't.
So that he could learn.
But why did you need it? You don't need it. I disagree with that. You don't need to teach a six-year-old what that word means.
I tell my
in a bad way. You say it means happy because that's what the dictionary says.
If he is going around calling other kids that, he needs to learn that he shouldn't call other kids that.
Do you feel the same way about them saying poo-poo face? Like, serious. I mean,
That's like, pretty much what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's saying.
I mean, because that to me is actual name calling. Like... I think what you hear this on every podcast, every talk show. I grew up, my gay buddy, our ex-gay correspondent, big old homosexual, okay? I never called any of my buddies anything but English cigarettes. And I still do. I don't care. I'm not doing it on air.
Yeah, the fag word?
Yeah. I call my buddies fag, queer, and none of this has anything to do with sexuality. Because I don't really care what you do. It's none of my business. Hell, man, I was going to go to Outtoberfest with my buddy just to show him support and be out there. Because I don't fucking care. But I told him when he told me he was gay, listen.
Still going to use those words.
You've been, hey, little fag, come here, since I've known you. I'm still going to call you that. I think I said this before. Anybody else looks at you and calls you a fag, they damn well better mean it the way I mean it, because otherwise it's the same as somebody coming in and calling him whatever, you know. I mean, you're not going to fuck with my people, but certain words, and that I get how that's wrong. I understand the movement. I just can't get behind it, and I'm just going to be behind the times. Okay. I still say that stuff, and I'm trying to teach my kids, because my kid, that's gay. And
he's older, though. That's what we're trying to. He's older. Like he's like 10 or 12, right?
I get what she's saying. I started way younger with my kids. Whenever they say something that is borderline, like, because there's a lot of jokes out there that I'm trying to pull out of my repertoire. But I was
because you're a racist. Okay. We're not talking about racist jokes.
But I'm talking about that kind of. I'm trying to teach my kids. Hey, I know that stuff slips out in my group of people, you know, but this is what you need to know. Or, you know, anytime my son brings up the black kid in school or my daughter says something about one of her gay friends, I try to make sure, hey man, that's not how you should describe, like, it's just your buddy. He doesn't have to be your black buddy or my daughter.
We don't need descriptive words.
Yeah. I mean, as long as if you're using it to describe somebody, but as long as there's not that tinge of, because you can tell when someone says something with more than just, hey, I'm describing the blue blanket over there. I could say that shitty fucking lion's blanket. You know what I mean?
Hey.
But when I'm trying to take out the personal.
Oh, calm down. He doesn't know what he's saying.
No, I do.
He doesn't know.
But I'm
he's
trying
to... No, that's not true, because he's an adult.
No.
You can't do that. That's not fair, because he's not a six-year-old boy.
Calm down. He doesn't know.
He's not a six-year-old boy.
I agree that you should start explaining that stuff, but I don't agree that you should avoid it completely. Explain to your kids.
I just think that it should be explained.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I handled it, and it was explained, but It shouldn't have been said in the first place.
Kids shouldn't call other kids, shouldn't punch other kids or steal or
exactly.
Or, but that's the thing. It's kids being kids, and they make mistakes. They're gonna and yeah, you're right. They gotta learn from it. But I feel like the kid
that's not a bad word, and it is.
When you're six, it's not, because you can't. That's innocence. That's you're still in your innocent stage. I mean, you don't know about fucking when you're 6 years old. You don't know about two dudes fucking. You don't know about two chicks fucking. Like, you don't know. That's not how you're using that word. Like, you completely heard somebody else say that, a YouTuber, his dad, his mom, or whatever, probably his dad, because us as boys and men, we've grown with that word,
yeah.
And you can't, it's just a word that we use. It's in every guy's I have ever known that's gay, or
not just guys. Like, I know girl. I mean,
girls are calling each other. It's equated. Like, you girls calling each other sluts
or bitches.
I do not.
No, not maybe not you, but like,
and I've girl, never.
That's girl, a lot oh, of a lot of women get called a lot bitch, of women. Yeah, bitches or sluts.
I can't stand that.
Well, okay, then that's your that. But that in society in general, that is accepted. Same thing with guys on guys. So when a 6 year old says that, I know. He has no fucking clue what he's saying. He either heard it on a video game, heard it on chat, or something like that, and just repeating, because that's what you do when you're young. You're a parakeet. You
God,
just repeat.
I feel bad for you.
Why?
Because you grew up surrounded by women calling each other sluts and bitches.
I did not.
And you grew up surrounded by men calling you guys all fags and gay.
Well,
and
I did
horrible.
Do that.
That's not
it's horrible life that you all live.
I have
because
such
in
a...
my household and in my life, I was surrounded by people that call me by my name.
Really?
No one called me a bitch or a slut, and if they did, they were not my friend.
Okay.
That's horrible. When's the last time you called me a bitch or a slut?
That's
a whole different story now.
That's the thing. We're not talking about
that's
that.
Not some, that's not
say in between the women world.
Call me out my name. Call me out my name once. TikTok, we will not be a friend.
TikTok shows me a lot of women call other women an endearing term, yeah. A slut.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Stuff like that. Like,
TikTok also shows a lot of women going, hey, find me on my hire. Find me in.
Well,
my,
yeah.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
TikTok isn't real life.
It's becoming real life, I think. I think TikTok is becoming that.
Women don't
shit.
Walk around showing their tits in the street, just like we don't walk around going, hey, slut. Like, that's not what we fucking do.
I think there's, I think you're right, and I think you're wrong.
I think the second I think half you're of both. That you were.
I think that, yes, there is a sect of women that do that, and yes, I think
well,
you're
thank God
yourself.
I don't know that.
That's why that's the group you're not in. You know what I mean? Like, and there's also groups of dudes that don't call each other gay and don't chug, you know what I mean? It's just.
I remember.
I don't know. Like it's.
I remember.
It's disgusting.
I called
the first disgusting, degrading language, and I hate it.
Gay.
The first time I called
to,
my dad
to sit
a dick.
There and call somebody that over and over again.
Okay,
to,
but
to be like that, to think that that's a nice way of talking to a friend. That's not.
But okay, here you go. If you literally look up
and
the
I
term
hope you're
gay,
not thinking of raising our son in
if
that
if you
way.
Look up the term gay in the dictionary, it literally will say happy.
Yeah, what did we try to do for our child?
Well, that's Google. It's woke. But I guarantee, if you go into a Webster's dictionary, it's going to say at some point in the in some point
that.
It's going to say happy. So as a 6 year old who has innocent mind, when he says when our son is dancing and the kid calls him gay. I mean, he is. He's happily dancing. So he's being, I mean, again, that's not a term. Maybe the kid tried.
I'm the one that described that to him and said that.
But I got described to that as a kid, that gay meant happy. When
sure.
I mean,
we'll have a gay old time.
That's why are you arguing?
I'm not, but I'm saying, like, you're thinking it's such a bad thing, but it's easily dodged away where you say that's just a happy term.
A little bit of education goes a long way. Explain that to, like, I
and you did. You did do that.
I agree.
I'm the number one person he came to, and the first thing that came out of my mouth was, that just means happy, baby.
Exactly. So, but that's the thing. Like, if we teach him that it's a bad
I
word.
Never taught him that it was a bad word.
Okay, but
ever.
That's why. But did you're okay? So you're agreeing with
but
us.
But all I said was, I don't think that people should go around saying things like that
when they're older.
At all, ever, and it shouldn't be taught.
Yeah, but
to
you also,
younger
but
generations.
Then you're taking away a word. You can't take away a word. I mean, that word has been used to describe happy for. Ever.
You know he wasn't saying it to say he was being happy.
I don't I don't think the kid knew what. That's what I'm trying to explain. He is. He, do you really think the 6-year old kid was calling our son another dude fucker? Hey, you fuck
no,
other dudes.
Oh my God, no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he had no idea what he was using it as. He was using it as, I heard it somewhere. I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. Hey, quit being gay. That, like, he doesn't know what he's fucking saying is what I'm saying. Like, he wasn't saying it maliciously. And if he did say it maliciously, he has no clue what he means.
Off the subject of that completely, off him entirely, I'm just saying even when you're older, it's not an okay thing.
When you're old,
it should be. Stop bringing up that whole situation because you just keep on going back to that situation.
But it should be, but that's the same. That's the thing. It should be okay because
I think what he originally started off to saying though is originally the word meant happy.
You can't take that away.
So now
you can't just change a word's meaning. Yeah,
if somebody came from 1940, so they've been in a coma and they woke up.
They'd be gay as happy and fags as a cigarette.
Right. And now you're changing the definitions of a word.
And your wife is a bitch and a slut.
Nobody says that. No. Those are old.
Hey, bitch. Hey, slut. How are you doing up in there?
Okay, you're mixing up my terms.
No, I'm not, because clearly that's what you just fucking said.
No, I was trying to. No. That was a comparison I was making to nowadays. No, that was just apparently a bad comparison.
Yeah, it was a bad comparison.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Okay, it was a bad. I'm talking. This is old terms. 1940s, women weren't calling each other bitches and sluts. I think that's relatively new.
No, it was hussies back then, I think.
Sure. Just fucking feel the fire, aren't you? That's taking it too far.
Riley. Scarlet. Really?
Riley, is that what you just said?
I said, really?
Well,
do you remember that conversation we were having earlier when you were smiling about his anus flexing on my knee? Remember that? And you giggled?
Yeah.
Okay, I can describe it. He sat right here, and I felt his brown eye flexing.
I just don't appreciate how he's coming at me so fucking hard.
I'm just playing.
Honey, I don't know how to say this. I never want to be on your bad side. I'm always... you came out ready to fight on that one, sis.
Yeah, because it's not okay. It's not okay. I don't believe it's okay.
We'll just agree to disagree.
Okay.
Oh, what? Oh, babe. Babe.
No, get ready, because I'm going to call you every name in the book.
But that's not even
from
what
here
we're...
on out, and it's endearing. It's endearment. That's all it is. It's
again,
just sweetheart.
Again,
terms.
That's not even, you're going, okay.
Sugar pie, honey bunch.
Listen.
You know that I love your gay ass.
No one said
you
that.
You would take that as a compliment, though.
No one said that.
Oh, you're just
that.
Happy, baby. You're just happy.
Okay. No one said that. No one said that. Yeah, oh, my God.
Go on. With
you're just twisting
self.
Up my words now.
No, I'm not, bitch.
I'm going to listen.
Oh, my God. She said, no, I'm not, bitch.
Just being endearing.
How about them?
Loving up on you.
Oh, my God.
How about them lions? Did they
chat,
win?
You want to break a fucking break? Anybody want to weigh in on this?
I think.
Please, someone weigh in on this. I don't even know what we're arguing about.
Tell me I'm wrong.
About what? I'm not. I never once was telling you you're wrong.
You literally did. You came at me so fucking hard, and you told me I was wrong about defending.
Good thing this is on tape, and I can roll it back and see if one
roll
time.
The fucking tapes.
One time I
roll
said.
Roll the fucking tapes. I'd love to hear it. How you said women call each
I'm
other
calling.
Bitches and sluts all the fucking time. Oh my God.
But
I would love to hear that. I would love to hear one of my friends walk in here and call me a bitch and or slut, and me not kick them the fuck out immediately.
Okay, well, your friend group doesn't do it, and I'm pretty sure
because they're normal human beings.
Well, there's a lot of there's a lot of you women out there that are pretty psycho. So I don't know what to say. A lot of dudes out there are psycho too.
Yeah, we don't treat each other like shit.
Well, you know, a lot of people do. That's why they drive like assholes.
Yeah, we saw this person drive through a red light today.
I've done that on accident a few times.
This lady was reading her mail.
I
just drove right by the Eric Chevrolet. She just went.
I'm to the point. I'm glad we changed to this subject. Aaron has called. I don't know why. I come up to the stop sign or the stoplight, stop, and then all of a sudden just go. I've done it twice with her in the car, and it's really made me wonder how many fucking times have I done that when nobody pointed it out to me.
Laura's done it one time, and she was pregnant.
I have, in my mind, I've never done it, but I did it two times. We were driving home from, I think, a concert one time.
Are you pregnant?
And it's the same fucking light every time. But I stopped, I waited, and just went on through like it was a four-way stop instead of a stoplight, you know?
Yeah, I did that. I did that once. I was really big pregnant. And you know how you get, like, brain fog when you're pregnant?
I don't, because I'm never pregnant.
Yeah, he does. Keep going. Well, no, he knows. But, like, he knows.
Well, like, you've been
I've heard a pregnant woman before.
But he knows personally.
He's making fun of me, not you.
What? No, he's coming at me hard again. I'm not coming. That's what it is.
What the fuck? I am not coming at you at all.
He knows personally.
It's a job. Laura, we're on a comedy podcast, for God's sakes. What is happening?
Just keep interrupting me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to end up in the fucking snow tonight, dude.
This is the one and only time. Do you need a place to crash, buddy?
I might have to, dude.
Normally, you're not allowed in my house, but I'll let you one time.
No, because after this podcast airs, there's going to be 20 people on here commenting, go, tell her to shut the fuck up. Just tell her to shut the fuck up.
And I'll tell them to shut the fuck up if they say that.
We'll defend you.
I'll defend you on that. You do not tell you to shut the fuck up.
We'll defend you on
that. I don't even tell you to shut the fuck up, so you sure as fuck on the internet better not.
Why is she whining? Because I can.
Someone's been reading the comments, I see.
Because I fucking can.
Get them.
Because you live with them.
Hey, she got me this fume thing.
What is that?
Fume?
I seen you with that. I didn't know what it was.
It's flavored air. It's these little cartridges you put in here, and it's like heavy, almost like
like for the hand.
Yeah, it really works. I found that's what I really like.
You can't have the thing open all the way and take an extreme puff because then you'll get all the flavor in your mouth and it will make you.
So it's just air though.
Straight. Yeah. No. No electronics, no. I mean, it's literally just these little, it's these little cores,
right?
And you just like a little flavor cores,
like mint or something.
This one's sparkling grapefruit. It does taste minty.
I was gonna say it smelt something there.
Oh, they got orange vanilla and raspberry lemonade. The other ones I have.
That's what they got. The mechanical addiction, right?
So and it's got a little fidget spinner on it. It helps me driving, but lately I've been doing it everywhere because now I think I'm addicted to this now.
Yeah, you never get rid of an addiction. You just move it from one thing to another.
Which is fine. I'd rather suck on essential oils than...
No, I don't knock it.
Yeah. Man, yeah, I'd definitely rather suck on essential oils than cock.
I wish you'd have said that a little louder so we could have clipped that because that would have been perfect. Then dick?
I'm sure he'll clip it, turn it up or something. Make her say it in AI.
Goodness. I don't.
He's always making me say shit.
Talking about being on fire today.
He did an entire 3-minute fucking TikTok with me. I didn't say any of that shit.
We're going to go back to talking about that again.
What else you want to talk about, buddy?
Oh, that was an exciting conversation we got into there.
A little terrifying there for a minute.
You're really good at your job. You know that?
No.
I don't tell you enough how smart you are.
This show wouldn't go without you.
The first half of that.
Why?
Because.
I'm definitely. That's not fucking going to happen. Prime episode.
I laughed my ass off a couple times there because I didn't know where we were.
When you're passionate, it's fucking beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. It's one of the things I love about you the most.
And terrifying.
Yeah, that's why I love it.
I don't want anybody thinking I'm talking about them, though.
You're not.
You're talking about him.
Again, when you're passionate. Like,
you're bringing up personal stuff. I wasn't bringing up personal stuff. I was trying to keep it where it was like, you know, this happened, and you're like, now you're bringing up personal stuff. So now it's like everybody knows.
That's what you're going to take out of that.
Nobody heard that part.
You are a
you're good.
Very passionate person, and I love that. And your passion is terrifying sometimes. Yes. That's what makes you so passionate is it gets to the point of terrific, and it's terrific.
Terrific to terrific.
I still don't want anybody thinking I'm talking about their kids.
So we'll just put a disclaimer out there. We were not talking about anyone.
We're not talking about anybody's kids.
Except for Jolene. Because Jolene's a bitch.
Jolene is a bitch. You listen to Jolene, you fucking bitch. You slut.
You just dumbass. Why would you do that? Red lights. So that lady that ran the red lights. Oh,
really? No. Okay. So there was cars turning and she started going straight into the oncoming traffic.
Hey, man.
And we were sitting there watching her like, what's going to happen?
Or gave the death stare.
Yeah. I looked at her. I was like, what are you doing when we came up?
Hey.
She looked at a dude in the truck and said, no. She tried to pull out in front of us. She's a good intimidator.
Yeah, she's intimidating. I'm scared right now. And she ain't even mad at me.
She ain't mad at nothing.
Oh, man.
Don't glare at me like that.
You don't know that I'm not mad.
I know. I know when you're really mad. Laura, I've been with you for almost 10 years. I know you better than you know you.
That's not true.
How do you figure?
Because I know me pretty damn well.
I know you pretty damn well, too.
Not better than I know me.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
What's his favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite animal?
Your favorite color is too blue.
I don't really have a favorite color. It changes, but okay, sure.
Don't blue. Be gay.
Fine, blue.
Just kidding.
What? My favorite color isn't pink.
It isn't? It's not rose pink?
Rose pink?
It's not pink?
Absolutely fucking not.
Well, like
pink. I hate rose pink.
Okay, well then I'm a pink. I didn't mean to say rose pink, like hot pink.
I like hot pink with sparkles in it.
Yeah, like there you go. That's color. Her favorite color, hot pink with sparkles.
Okay, I'll accept pink and blue. Just
I will not accept pink.
Throw your hands up. You just can't be pleased today.
No. I'm fucked either which way.
If you don't add at least with sparkles in it.
You know, actually, okay, in fairness, I was wrong because as soon as she said pink with sparkles, it clicked in my mind. Yeah, she's right. That I did.
Monkey brain to husband brain.
I did know that was her favorite color. She has said that multiple times. So, yes, I just left out the fucking sparkles. I'm sorry.
I'm going to accept it. She won't.
But you're right. I'll lay down and say, I'll lay down and say, it clicked.
I thought pink was your favorite color, honestly. I really did.
It's up there. Not my favorite, though. I don't need everything to be pink.
Hot pink is my second color.
Yeah, lion's blue and pink would be my, pink
that,
and blue.
The color of that Lamborghini is my second favorite color. Like that real neon, hot pink.
Yeah, like my Wolf Knives hoodie.
I'd say salmon would be your favorite color pink. Like that, I can't. Really
I like that.
You don't think I like hot pink like this?
I think you like it. That's not your favorite color.
You think salmon more?
Yeah, I like that color.
What's that color?
I'm not going to point it out. It's on your desk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that color.
Now I get it. I'm like, why wouldn't you? Okay.
I like.
You got any
I
more really questions like so you can ruin our marriage?
Oh, no, I was trying to help, dickhead.
I was going to say I like this color pink, but it is the same color as my nail polish with sparkles.
Would have been cool to hear that on a mic.
I really like that color pink. It's the same color as my nail polish, except it has sparkles.
Now I can hear what you said.
We're talking about the, I won't advertise for him this week. That color.
Yeah, so get Fume. Coupon code TI, actually coupon code Jason. 10% off.
He's working on the Fume, and I'm working on going down in my nicotine levels on my.
I've got to quit vape. Again. I stopped for 2 years, and then
you're smoking ciggies?
Nah, I chew. I got to quit.
Gross. You zenning it?
I was, but I. Some
it's
of the
like
different
the bro thing to do.
Some of the different pouches, like the non-nicotine or non-tobacco ones, just the nicotine pouches. The Rogues, they taste. I like them the best, but they tore my shit up.
Zen?
I didn't like the Zens because they're big. It feels like chewing on a cotton ball. I didn't like that.
I'm eventually going to go to patches and gum.
Do you know that there's a technique for the gum? You're not supposed to.
Yeah, you bite it and you stick it in your cheek.
And then as soon as you feel it, you take it out and save it for later. Seriously.
I didn't know I was supposed to take it out and save it
You can have like one piece of gum last you all day. As soon as you feel the tingle, you take it out and put it up.
Oh, well, maybe that's for people who don't use nicotine as much as I did.
No, it's for the, because you get the little hit of nicotine to stop you from going psycho, and then anyways, that's how you're supposed to do it, from what I've been told, from people that have used it successfully.
Right.
Because I almost tried it, but I was like, no, I'll just quit. Then I realized what a raging fucking prick I become.
Well,
about day two.
That's because you used it the way you're telling me to use it.
No, I.
You got to chew some more.
I decided not to use the gum. I started using the other pouches that were get rid of tobacco first, then wean it down on nicotine.
Yeah.
But I'm a nicotine fiend. I didn't realize it until I.
Oh, yeah.
Realize how much I go through.
Well, I went from 18 milligrams of nicotine to 12. Now I'm on 6.
Recently?
Yeah. I'm working.
That adds up.
I'm working it. I'm
good.
Trying real hard.
They're going to cancel school tomorrow.
Are they? Cold?
Yeah, it's like negative. It's going to be like negative 13 in the time they're going to be.
I know it was.
Kids to school.
Awful friggin' cold yesterday.
Bet to do a delay.
I don't believe it. They never cancel Kokomo. Ever. It's always Western, everybody surrounding, and then they have like Kokomo with like, where are we? Nobody.
I bet they do tomorrow.
Well, hopefully. You know, and if they do, then.
Won't even go to school then. What's the point? You gotta pick them up early?
Yeah, we have to take them to school.
It's not a law.
I don't know, but if you see people working outside.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's not a law.
Yeah, it is.
Courtney didn't take her kids to school.
Because she signed up to homeschool them, but there's truant officers that will make sure that your kids go to school.
Yeah, you got to miss a lot of school for that to even register. A lot.
Well, my kids.
Truant officers?
Yeah.
Rent-a-cops?
No, it's.
It's a real cop.
I was never introduced to them because I didn't skip a lot of school, but yeah, there's truancy.
They will put you in jail for your kid not going to school.
Yeah, once again,
that's not right.
It has
that's
to
illegal. You could probably fight that in court.
No, you can't.
Like hell, you can't.
You're
can't
wrong.
Tell you what to do.
Yeah, you're wrong.
How you figure?
Because it's called child neglect. You need to.
All
make
you gotta
sure
do is just sign up for homeschool.
True. You could do that, or you could just
easy peasy if you want. If you want,
or yeah. You can just have a decent reason for keeping your kid home from school. Because
I don't want him
once
to go
again,
to the fucking poison.
Once again, it has to be, it's not one of those, oh, they missed 3 days, they're coming knocking on your door. It's got to be a problem.
Yeah.
But.
You got to sign your kid up for school first. What if you never sign your kid up for school?
That's against law. You have to have your kid in some kind of school, homeschool or something. For sure.
Yeah.
It's,
they can't not be in school.
Weird.
They have to be in something.
I don't like that they're telling us what to do.
Every child has a right to education.
Yeah.
If you don't give them that, you are being neglectful.
What if they don't want to go?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's not just a right. It's a requirement. You have to take them to school. Your kids have to go to school.
They have to have an education.
Sounds a little North Korea-ish.
Yeah, but that's one of the ones I'm okay with.
Well, there's so many different options. You can wild school them. You can unschool them. You can homeschool them. You can take them to an actual school.
See,
what you can do a million different things as long as they're getting an education.
What is wild schooling?
Yeah, but you gotta sign them up. You gotta tell somebody
where you take them and you like actually like that you take them in the woods and you like you.
It's for hippies.
You wild school them. Like
what's unschooling?
Unschooling is where they've been in school, and then you take them out of school.
You go to a liberal college.
Pretty much like you.
Also for hippies.
You take them and you like you detrain them from school. Like,
hippies.
I don't know how to do it because I wouldn't unschool my child, but like that's I've heard of people talking about unschooling your children to then homeschool them, where like you basically train them not to sit at a desk for 8 hours. You train them. Like
you lock them in a cage for 8 hours a day, train them that this is how it's gonna be.
Just,
this is unschool, bitch.
You teach them about like
don't say bitch,
slut,
stupid bitch.
See,
don't.
You remember how that girl sat down? Now I'll bring that back. That girl always said it. Bitch doesn't mean nothing. I say it is an endearing term. Remember?
Yeah, nobody fucking liked it.
We were so far away from this conversation.
Everybody said. No, we don't like when you call us that. Everybody had an issue with it. Everyone that she called that had a fucking issue with it.
I regret this immediately. Because she's right.
I'm just going to say.
What were we talking about?
This is going to be one of the clips, just me going.
What were we talking about?
Unschooling.
How you're wrong and I'm right.
Always. Unschooling, then there's wild schooling, and then there's this is all sounding communist to me.
Yeah, this sounds, once again, way too many definitions.
It's for woke, the same bro. Shit. I'm going to unschool you from the school. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's what one of my friend's parents wanted to do. One of my friend's ex-husbands wanted to do to their kids, and she was like, absolutely not. You are not taking our kids out of private school.
Name names.
Absolutely not.
I couldn't do so.
Recently or back when you were a kid?
Recently.
Name names.
Initials.
Names where it didn't happen. Don't give initials. If you're not going to give, don't let him fucking fool you.
I was trying to help you out.
People listen to this.
Schmanwell or Schmanwell, whatever you call him.
Now, fuck him. We can say him anytime we want. He's too involved. Speaking of him, little cocksucker.
You know,
we don't hang out much anymore. You know, we don't work a lot. And we were working together last week, and I was like, I just want to kind of hang out, you know, get to lunch with him, you know, catch up. He just ignored me.
I can't imagine.
He just ignored me. And I was like, I didn't want to hang out with you. Like,
maybe you call him too many names.
We were going to go to Goodwill. I wanted to go to Goodwill with him like we used to, you know, browse the Goodwillsies, you know, go to Home Depot with me, hold hands, skip through the aisles, just like what we do. And he just ignored me. And then, like, I saw him driving by, he just waved. I was like, okay. Cool.
Well.
Cool.
Maybe you should call him names.
And then I made him feel really bad when he got back. No, I was like, oh, I thought we were friends. You know, I want to hang out. I don't have friends, dude.
That's, I got to tell you. You,
what do you keep going like this for?
I'm not your friend.
I have.
Guy friends.
Guy friends. Thank you. I don't have guy friends. I have a best friend.
I went like this once.
I have a best friend.
What do you mean, keep going like this?
You're so spicy. I love it. You're so spicy. Oh, the spice on you. The spice on you.
I did it one time.
Scoville level fucking up there, brother. She's past some jalapenos, man. She's up there. She's like some habaneros, maybe some ghosties.
So you're down to 6 on the nicotine, huh?
Can't tell.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of you for that.
Thanks. It's hard.
I'm wearing a bulletproof vest next week. Because this is going to turn on me eventually, and I ain't doing shit.
It's hard.
I know. You have full immunity right now. Anyone who is...
My hormones are all out of fucking whack.
Anyone who has gone through either one of the two things you're going through understands. And anyone who's been around that gets it. I'm just saying, I'm going to protect myself. Because if you stab me in the jugular, I'll be like, she didn't mean it! So, I get it.
I'm just angry.
I know what you are. There are certain words that are going to be very well used to describe you in the next few months. However, once you get through all that, as long as the body count's not too high, you'll be able to say, man, it was tough, but I made it.
I'm going to make it through.
You're not. You have dick for chance if you don't change your shit yesterday. She's got to deal with me for an hour a week.
I don't remember her being this feisty last time, but then again, we didn't have a podcast.
Everyone's different, though. It does not matter how it was last time. It is a whole different personality every go around. Promise you.
It's the last go around.
No, it's not.
For the love of God, wait till this is in syndication and we have money.
Yeah.
It's not.
Shit.
No, it's not. You said that last time.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. No, you're not, because it's not just your decision. It's my decision, too.
Listen, I don't want to. We don't need to officially announce anything, so let's just start talking about it.
Okay, well, then right now, we're talking about paper mache ice cream.
43 minutes in, guys. We made it.
Either way.
Yeah. We made it.
So far, we still
got... How about that weather?
We still got... It was fucking
cold
yesterday.
Don't fucking talk about the weather.
It was cold. It sucks. Once again, if you see somebody that's working outside, don't be a dickhead to them.
What the fuck was that?
Our heater just exploded.
Was that the heater?
Yeah.
It was like... Meow! It's like, I thought it was our cat asking for water.
Well, the camera shut off.
Why?
Because it was going, meh, meh,
meh. Oh, God. I got to get another one of those, too. You ever have a Kindle?
No.
I bought that's my third Kindle. Finally got it to work.
Are you a big reader? Are you?
No, I'm trying.
What kind of stuff do you like to read?
I don't know. I have never read before. I've read a Da Vinci Code.
He doesn't know how to read.
I read The Lost Symbol, which is the third one in that series.
Yo, you know I take offense to that because I'm not a very good reader.
Wow. One time he was reading a story to BJ to go to bed, and BJ was like, can you just let mom read?
Oh. Wow. I never.
Laura, watch 20 times 20. I suck at reading. You suck at math. We become Superman
is
together.
Is it 200? Yes. Is it 240?
I might suck at reading, but you suck at math.
I got to say, first off, I was just about to say.
Is it 200?
I was turning to look at you.
It's 400.
It's 400?
Yeah, for sure.
Two times
not
two.
Not 420.
Is what?
Four.
Now, how many zeros are in there?
Two.
So add two zeros to that four.
400. Well, okay, so you know what I'm doing? 20 and 20. So 0 times 0 is 0, and 0 times 2 is 0.
You're doing the long way.
And then
2 times 4.
2 times 0 is 0, and then 2 times 2 is 4. So 0 and 0. Oh, 4. I have to say it out loud.
You do. I mean, I'm not great at math either, so.
I have to do it out loud. I do the chalkboard method in my head out loud. Oh,
yeah, well, God. When I read out loud, it's worse, so.
I was about to say, I feel for you for the first time in our 87.
Why, you can't read either?
Eater? No. No, I could just, I was about to say, you're in for a rough time, but then you fired the math thing back at her. So, no, you still have every single ounce of this coming to you.
No, what do you mean? Because honestly, it's a comedy podcast, and that was fucking funny.
It was funny. It's funny
because she makes it funny.
The look of
stop. I get what's coming.
You will.
You know what I got the other day? Sexual feelings, buddy. She woke me up to it. It was great. I touched a boobie, and it was on.
Nice,
and it was grand.
Yeah.
Let me tell you,
messy.
No, because, you know, I can do it inside now, no problems.
Oh, my gosh.
It happened again later on.
Oh.
And then she got hers. Then it got messy.
Nice. No comeback for that?
Nope. Got nothing.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was messy.
Spray the walls kind of messy?
No. Just a puddle.
There you go.
Ew.
Just a puddle, she said. Good on you, bud. Good job.
Long time coming.
Yeah. Da-dun-chun.
Man, it came for a long time. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I mean, I did.
Oh, we both did.
Not you. You come for a short time.
You think your orgasms are longer than mine?
Yes.
If you're doing it right.
You do have long orgasms. You like
do the shake.
Yeah, she like shakes it, pushes it out. It's fucking hot.
The don't move.
I gotta get it.
Oh. Make the weird noises and the grunts. And
it's like raining in here. Yeah. Like what the fuck?
You just go. Ugh.
No, sometimes they go.
Yeah. Yep. All this is accurate.
You don't make that face.
You don't know. Sometimes I pass your. Sometimes I'm breathing in your ear. You know, missionary.
Yeah, that one time was hot.
All right, we're back to fuck the PTA. All right, keeping it on brand, baby.
I think she should fuck the PTA.
What?
Fuck off on the PTA. That's what I think.
No, I love it. Let's not talk about that, though.
Yeah, let's get back to the screaming
orgasm.
We're
50 minutes in. No one's listening.
Good.
Wow. We got to keep them entertained for 50 minutes at least.
We did. I mean, this was an entertaining fucking podcast. If you say it's not, stop fucking listening now. Just find some other podcast. I don't want you here.
Go home.
I agree. I'm here for the three of us. Stop listening,
Hunter.
They
can't take you then.
We got more than three listeners.
I'm not going anywhere.
Good.
Listen, he can't run me off. It's my life's goal to not let him beat me.
Good.
I'm not going nowhere.
Now it's my goal to beat you.
Well, it's apparent.
I got the hiccups.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Hey, guys.
I took a melatonin for the first time in my life yesterday.
How'd that go for you?
It worked. What the fuck was that?
A hiccup, a cough, and a fucking...
That was a sneeze, fart all at once. That was awesome.
My hiccup and coughed at the same time. You know, I have to go to an allergy appointment, and I always take a Tylenol PM, and they said don't take any antihistamines for 7 days prior to this appointment. And apparently, Tylenol PM is an antihistamine.
Really?
And I didn't know that. And they said on the list of what not to take, Tylenol PM is on there.
I don't think you should take as much Tylenol anyway. Dr. Drew said it's really bad for your liver.
You shouldn't take a bunch of anything.
I don't take a bunch of it. I take...
I mean, you take it every night.
Not every night. I take, like, two some nights. I take one some nights. Some nights I don't take any. Like, last night I took...
I don't like
Tylenol. Okay, well, I can't sleep, but it's not habit forming.
You can't sleep even when you take that shit.
Yeah, but I sleep better when I do.
Well, how's your melatonin? You've tried melatonin, though.
No, it was the first time I'm afraid to take melatonin because I've heard that if you take it, then you can't produce your own melatonin.
Last night was a rough night. I mean, I didn't get home till late and I was sore. God, it sucked. And she takes melatonin pretty often and she gave me one. I said, will this like knock me out? No, it'll just, when you fall asleep, you will fucking sleep. Hmm. So I don't know. Cause I felt like I was going to be up all night. Like my mind was just,
yeah, I get that.
But I feel that way sometimes. Then I start having them weird half dreams where, like, yeah. I think I'm sleeping or I think I'm wide awake, but then I realize, anyway, it doesn't matter. All I know is I woke up this morning feeling like a million fucking bucks. I don't want to, like, take them every night, but I can probably say that after a long week, I will probably take them. Hey, what's up? What are we doing live?
No, I was just taking a photo of you guys, you know, on the podcast. Calm the fuck down. Keep going.
But, yeah, so it was a great night's sleep. I did wake up feeling like I was awake. I felt good, but kind of had like a dazed almost. I don't know. I think it's because I was able to relax all night. Yeah. I wasn't tossing and turning. And it's been so long since I've done that. I almost felt like, man, something's not right. But now, as the day has gone by, I will do that again next time I feel like I need to get a good night's sleep.
I should probably take some melatonin. But I don't have any.
It's all that. You can buy it at Sunspot.
Yeah.
I think you can buy it at fucking Walmart, but...
You can buy it anywhere.
Well, go get me melatonin for tonight. Please and thanks.
While you're getting her Chick-fil-A.
I made this... she doesn't like Chick-fil-A. I made this fucking sandwich that was top-notch, okay? So you start out with two pieces of sourdough. Then you put mozzarella sticks on it. Then you top that with pulled pork. Then you put barbecue sauce on it. Then you put a piece of cheddar cheese on it. Then you put more pulled pork on it. Then you put barbecue sauce on it. Then you put ranch on it. And then you put waffle fries on top of that. Then you put a little more barbecue sauce and a little more ranch. Then you put the other piece of sourdough on top. And then you squish it and cut it in half. And you jizz while you're eating it.
So it's just all beige.
It's all what?
What?
There's no
green. They took our jobs. No green. What? In a sandwich?
No lettuce. No tomato. No pickle.
Don't need any of that.
Just.
It does make it better.
Beige
but
on
I'm
beige
with
on
you.
Beige on
beige. Beige on beige on beige. Deliciousness.
It was, I need a break somewhere.
I made that twice now.
Of some kind of freshness.
The waffle fry.
That is not a freshness.
It's a vegetable. It's a vegetable.
That's not
vegetable.
Fresh.
Fresh as shit out of the air fryer.
Ugh.
Well, my buddy was over at my house. This was years ago.
We got pickles, but the ones you like.
I want pickles on a sandwich.
Cool. I got pulled pork sandwiches.
Popeyes.
Stop. I'm not going back out. We just got our Wendy's today.
Popeyes has it, right? And then he can get you melatonin while he's out getting you Popeyes. Oh,
my God. No, I just want melatonin and another Coke.
You got off easy, bud. Look at that shit.
Well, I'm not going to get melatonin tonight.
She just asked for it.
Can't ever get what I want.
I take so much offense to that. So much offense.
I get what I want sometimes, but when I want you to get up and go and get me something, like this morning when I said I want my Red Bull, it took you till 1 o'clock in the afternoon to get up and go get my Red Bull. I don't get what I want right away, and it's aggravating.
Dude, this princess lifestyle that she lives. Queen Laura.
Who made me that way?
You know, when we first started getting together, I bought her Red Bull all the time.
Yeah, in the morning time. Not at no 1 o'clock in the after fucking noon. When I needed it in the morning, I had it.
I think you should have one.
You know who you can blame on this? Amazon. Because that bitch has been on auto delivery for...
No, I have a Red Bull now.
Red Bull's been on auto delivery for, since, I don't know, 7 years now. And I don't know why it's not here. It's supposed to have been here twice by now. I can't control what those little Amazonians do.
The robots at the warehouse?
Fucking, yeah, the robots. I just put them in. I don't control them.
Well, you should. You should say, always grant Laura's wishes.
I don't even work for Amazon. Thank God.
Laura's wishes first, please.
That's the one. That's why I program them.
That's how you should.
What do you think is worse, Walmart or Amazon?
Dude, they're both there.
I think they're both seventh circle of hell.
I have only been in the DCs of Walmart. Well, I mean, I guess I've been in the stores too, but the DCs of Walmart are pretty fucking gross.
District of Columbia?
Yep, they're pretty big, and they got a lot of inner workings of bullshit from what I've heard. So I haven't done a lot of work in those. Nor do I wish to. I like who I work for.
Yeah.
They annoy the shit out of me, but it's a love-hate relationship.
I love my job most of the time, except for 7 or 8 days of the year where I want to just fucking jump off a cliff.
Same.
I don't even love who I work for. I just love the client, I guess.
Same.
Who do you work for?
Brandon.
Sis, you need a raise. You need a fucking raise.
She does work for the party bus.
Better benefits.
I don't. When's the last time I got paid for that shit? I've been making a lot of bookings. Haven't seen one dime.
You got like $20 one time.
Yeah, one time like 6 months ago.
I'd like to see a dime too.
You're a proprietor now, so you don't get it.
You told me I was going to get like.
Yeah, it's going to come.
Money
it's coming.
Every time I made a booking.
It's coming.
I made.
It's coming.
Lots of bookings.
How many?
It's coming.
I don't even know.
Do the math.
I can't math.
I like how you did that.
I was at my nail salon the other day, and I handed the lady a $100 bill, and I said, I want to give you $55, but I don't know how to do the math. And she 45. Looked at me with wide eyes.
She hands you a 20 and a 5 and be like, thank you.
Yeah, right. It's $5 back.
Oh, no. I don't know how to math either. And we both grabbed our phones at the same time, and we were like, oh,
that's $45,
shoot.
Guys.
Yeah, we figured it out. It's $45. We figured it out. Don't worry about it.
Spent $55 getting your nails done?
Well, it's $45 to get my nails done, and I tip her $10.
Bro, don't even get me started on women's beauty.
I went and got my daughter's nails done.
How much is your haircut?
Mine? I buy a new razor and bick that shit, $8. So
mine's about $25, which I still is a little high. And I go to Great Clips.
Still, you
spend... Even with tips, it's like $25. It's so like $25. Do you want to know what my wife spends for her hair?
No, I couldn't imagine.
I don't even want to say it. It starts with a 3.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
It does not. It starts with a 2. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's getting pretty damn close to the 3. It used to be 1. And in the 7 years we've been going there, it's starting to creep up to a... And with an 87, so it's pretty close to a 3.
Okay.
So 29.87, folks. Okay, I'm with you.
Last time I was there, I bought 2 products.
Okay.
that was 20% off discount.
Yep. And you know
and
what?
I
you
tip her $20.
I'm not even like, you can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know it is, this is one of those things, like, it is what it is. Like, it's just crazy that we pay that. But it's
she's
not,
a
I'm not.
Master.
Again, I'm not saying, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. I'm just.
Just
it's every time. It's like, oh, dang, that's a lot of money. But again, you go once every 3 months. I know all the comebacks, and I'm totally okay with it. Still, just hurts every time you see the prize. You're like, damn, man, like, that's a lot of money for hair. But it's something you do.
I agree. Yeah, but when I do my hair do you not think that I look the best out of everybody?
I think you
hair?
Look the best right now. Yeah, I always, babe. You always look the
my
best.
My hair looks
again,
so
you're,
good.
You don't have to. You don't have to fight for this.
I'm
here.
Not fighting for it. I'm just explaining.
He's not saying you overpay.
My
He's just saying it hurts when you pay for it.
Looks yeah. like the best blonde hair in the room. I will say that.
Well, Alex is really good. I will. She's worth the money, I guess. I mean, I guess when it comes to girls' hair, I've seen some pretty ratchet hair, and Alex is really good at what she does. So.
You spend $25 to get your hair cut?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but he needs his hair cut so much more often than what he does.
Yeah, that's the thing. I get my hair cut like once every 6 months, if that.
And he needs to go like
but
once
why?
Every
I mean, like.
I don't know. What's a guy's haircut? Like like $16.99?
Oh, you're talking tip and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like out the door, like $25.
Okay. I was thinking, what the?
And you need to go every 2 weeks.
Go to that little barber shop.
2 weeks?
No way.
Insane.
No, yeah. That's yeah. clean cut.
No,
that's wasting money.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
What in the hell do you think we make a week? To budget $25 every 2 weeks to get my fucking hairs cut is insanity.
Yeah, there's
and
no
if
way.
You're doing that, either you're making hella good money and you have no bills, or you're a fucking idiot.
Or you're extremely happy.
Happy?
Or you can just spend it all on gambling and be a degenerate. It's fine.
What the fuck do I say to that?
I don't know. I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't either, because I only spend like $25-$30 when I gamble, and that's what a haircut costs.
You want him to get his haircut every 2 weeks?
Yes, because he looks so good with his haircut.
Yeah, but
so good. With a fresh cut. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Every 2 weeks, though?
Yes. Keep it fresh.
Not me. I can't, because like I said, I like to shave my head. If I can only shave my head every couple months, otherwise it breaks out.
If I could get my hair done once a month, I would go once a month.
Did you just call me degenerately gambling because you saw the group name the other day?
No, because you're willing to gamble instead of spend money on your hair.
I'd rather gamble than spend money on
for
exactly,
sure.
Which if, makes you a degenerate.
If I wasn't no. bald, my hair would be no. down my ass.
Instead of self-care, you'd rather spend money on literally
self-care.
Nothing.
Self-care? Haircut is not self-care.
It is.
That is beauty in the...
Yeah. It's self-fucking-care!
No, you think the fucking... You think the Indians
it's
were
self-care.
Worried about getting their hair cut every day? Every
you
2 weeks?
The Indians took a shower?
Yeah, in the fucking
whoa.
River!
How did we bring up... in? Whoa. I'm lost.
I'm just saying, self-care is not getting your hair cut.
Self-care isn't the fucking same thing as what they had.
All right, do you think our parents were getting their hair cut every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Every 2. You've brought this up before. And
do you want to see a picture of my grandfather and my grandmother?
I forgot.
He wore a
Italian.
Fucking suit.
They're all
the fucking time.
Yeah. Well,
he looked spiffy.
Okay, but Laura.
He didn't have no raggedy ass hair ever.
It probably wasn't $25 to get their hair cut back then either.
Yeah, you can go in there and give somebody a nickel.
A nickel! If they're lucky.
That's tip included.
Here's a nickel, keep the change. And it flew up in the air, and the barbershop guy caught it, and he goes, "Thanks, pal!"
That blind, and that was actually good. Nice shot. I hate to give him any credit, and I don't want it to sound. That was cool. He just said, "Click," and that one worked.
I'm glad it was cool because I meant to hit the outro song.
Oh. 2 weeks is too often.
It's just worked out, isn't it?
2 weeks is not too often. 2 weeks is nice and clean cut and looks good, and I would have way more sex with you.
We have a lot of sex.
No, we'd have more.
Shave your head. Just start shaving your head.
I don't know.
Ew, don't shave your head.
What the fuck?
Don't shave your head.
It's the only way I would cut my hair every 2 weeks.
I would not like it if you shaved your head.
I don't like it. If I had a weird looking head.
Yeah, you would not look right, I don't think.
I'd look like I have cancer. Like, yo, what's wrong with you, bro? I'm dying.
This isn't a personal choice. This is just what God gave me.
What are you laughing at? She agrees.
I just can't imagine you.
Ball?
With a ball head. Walking around. I have cancer.
Oh. Wow.
Well, get ready, baby. I got some news.
I got cancer. That's not funny.
I ordered a sauna, so I won't have cancer.
You ordered a sauna? That was horrible, just so you know. Where are you going to put a sauna?
I did. I mean, what's horrible? That wasn't a bit. I really ordered a sauna.
I was talking about the cancer thing. Are you going to put it outside?
Yeah, so I don't have
That's
cancer.
That's not funny at all.
You laughed pretty hard. Well,
cancer's not funny. I like what Laura says. It's not funny, but she fucking laughed the hardest.
Had to cover her face because she was laughing.
There's
so
a few
hard.
Times where Laura's, "That's not funny," but then like literally breaks out in fucking laughter.
Babe, I would die if anything ever happened to you. I want you to know that.
I would die too.
Obviously.
If you died, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
I would honestly, like, it would kill me.
You'd get a bit of money.
Stop. You always say that, and that doesn't matter to me.
Not
it
when the money runs
matter.
Out.
No, me too. Yeah, I wouldn't want you to go anywhere. That's horrible.
I don't care. I just wouldn't want your bald head around.
I wear a sock hat. Don't worry.
You would look so funny with no hair.
It's no problem. I have a sock hat on all the time. I have a plethora of sock hats.
I love you.
What did you look at him for?
It was a sock hat.
He stretched that out. I tried wearing it the other day. Stormy ruined that for me. Fucker. It's been fun, guys.
All right.
We're way over time. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments, concerns, or questions, don't fucking tell us.
Bullshit. Interact. Let us know. Do sure, not interact. Talk shit about Laura because we will come at you like spider monkeys.
I now got they're you. All going to talk shit.
Yeah,
no, that's all. Yeah. I'm trying to stir the pot up a little bit.
Great.
But that'll give
Bye,
us...
bitches. Apparently that's what we call each other now.
When she looks right into the, like right in there and she sees you, like when you, she was talking to Aaron one time and she looked right into that thing and it's just like, damn, it's like she's talking to their souls when she looks in the camera.
Yeah. I try like not to
Aaron,
look at it.
Stop being so good.
That time over the cooking or whatever.
And you are right. Aaron is our number, our most reoccurring guest.
Yeah.
Aaron's the best guest.
We got to bring her back one of these days.
Why? Come on back, Aaron. Come on back. Get these boys off my ass.
Why?
Because I like spending time with her, too.
You can spend enough time with her.
I didn't get to spend any time. I was out. Oh, God. Yesterday sucked. Sorry. Keep bringing that up. I'm so glad that's over.
Aaron, you're welcome back anytime.
She can have my spot.
Messi was fun.
I've enjoyed all of our gifts.
Messi was fun. Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed all of our guests.
Yeah.
What about Blake Boggs?
Who's that?
See?
Yeah.
You guys don't even remember him on the podcast.
I do.
I do not.
You don't.
He was at your dad's house, right?
He was late. He was late.
That's when we still over at
Yeah, it was. It was at the dad's house.
Locale.
Locale was here.
Locale was on.
I know who that is.
We did Andy. He was on the phone.
Andy was on the phone.
Mike's halfway been here. He had a...
Twice, yeah, halfway.
Mike's been on?
Yeah, but like on and off.
Yeah, he had to... He left a couple times.
Oh.
I forgot how many guests we've had, really.
We've had a few. We're not a guest-driven podcast, so you know, when we have guests, it's a... We probably had like less than 20 episodes with guests.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Maybe less than 15 even.
Yeah, I mean, we had, I can't even try. I mean.
Yeah, math. Do the math.
We had your sister. Then we had the lady that does broadline.